8:47 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. A busy Thursday here at the radio station, and joining us we have Wyatt Starnes of Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to have you here.
Thanks. Glad to be back again.
That's
right. This has become like a regular thing. I'm loving it.
Yeah. And I know you've had a very busy time here, busy Halloween. You know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So my beard is slowly growing back. I was
Luigi. Luigi, yeah.
On Tuesday, and Mario and I at the commercial bank, we really went all out. Did you guys dress up?
Not at all, and we should. I mean, that's just,
what
I know. We're terrible. It's one of those things where I remember it when I'm going to sleep the day before Halloween. It's just I'm just like, man, we should have done something. But
you
no,
should have. I'm disappointed. Next year the stakes are high.
I wanted
you guys
to have Matt be. We were saying Matt should have been a Capri Sun. We
could
have
been a trash bag
or something. But
that would have been hilarious.
I also wanted him to be a bumblebee. I thought that would have been good too.
That would have been good.
Yeah,
too.
Could,
I mean,
could
the opportunities
people
are endless.
Yeah, that's the thing. So I mean, I think it's more fun to dress up Matt Jordan, but
yeah,
you know, than
yeah,
myself. But anyway, hey, we're done with Halloween. We're into November, and that means the focus has shifted dramatically.
Oh yeah. This is my it's the most wonderful time of the year. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
It's my favorite time of the year because now that Halloween's over, we've got what I'm going to call 2 months of Christmas all the way. And we're actually gearing up for Christmas on the Plaza here in the next couple weeks. So in the past, what we've done is we've done either multiple weekends or tried to stretch it out a week. This year, we're kind of, you know, taking each year, learning from it, growing. And so this year, we're actually going to just focus on one weekend. It'll be the first right after the Christmas parade. We're going to have stuff downtown then, and then Saturday is a whole day worth of like a vendor fair, food trucks, different activities from about 10 to 8, and just kind of focus it on one weekend. We know that December is like the busiest month for everybody, and so focusing it on one little weekend, I think, is going to be, I shouldn't say little, one big weekend will be the best option. So we're going to try that out. We're excited about it. Check our Facebook page, Christmas on the Plaza, for more updates on that. Not to segue, because that wasn't planned, but thank you for pulling that out of me. We're gearing up for Christmas. I'm gearing up for Christmas. I may or may not have whipped out my Christmas mug and be jamming to Christmas music already. So the tide has changed. So this week, actually, we've had a busy week on Halloween. I'm a part of the Leadership Coffeeville Board of Trustees, and we had our class this week. And I thought this was really interesting to talk about. We were able to get 14 different nonprofit organizations to come to the class and do kind of like a speed date style class, where the class can go around and meet these different organizations that they can volunteer with, get involved with. Part of what Leadership Coffeeville isn't just teaching them leadership skills, but also in pushing them and encouraging them to get involved in their communities, their workplace, and their family. And so something like that actually turned out really, really good. We even had some people dress up for Halloween, so that was even better. But that was a really neat thing that happened. You don't see that too often, especially getting everyone in one room together. So that was really, really exciting. And then other than that, the only other update that we have going on right now, we have our last movie night of the season this Saturday. I can't believe it's already over, but we've got National Treasure coming up. It's going to be at 5:30. Sunset should be around 6:20-ish, so I'm assuming 6:30 will be when the movie actually starts. Got about an hour of time to hang out around there. NAFI is coming out again. They're bringing hot dogs. The whole nine. Will have our concession stands. I will warn you, it's supposed to be chilly. I think 50 is the high that evening and into the night. I'm sure it'll get a little bit colder. So bring your hot chocolate and bring your blankets and bring yourself, because it's going to be a great time.
No, it is going to be great. So, yeah, it'll be a little chilly, but, hey, that's not going to be too bad.
No, huh?
So, yeah, we're looking at, let's see, that's going to be the 4th, you said, right?
Yeah, the 4th.
So, actually, at, we're looking at about 7 o'clock here. It's actually 62.
So okay, so not too bad.
Not too bad. So, as we, you know, as we look at a little bit of longer range forecast here, but it's not too bad at all.
And if I'm correct, isn't the next day like daylight savings time?
Well, yeah, so that's right. So, you get in right before our big switchover.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So it's a great little weekend there.
That's
to do
good.
All
that's
kinds
some
of stuff,
good
yeah.
stuff. So, All righty. Well, Wyatt, that's a good update here. We're really looking forward to gearing up for all that and hope everyone can make it out. National Treasure is a great movie,
too. Oh, I love the movie. Absolutely love the movie. I think my favorite part is when they have the Declaration and they flip it upside down and then they rub the like lemon juice on it.
I know.
And I'm like, my little brain when I first saw that was like, can I do that with anything?
I know. I
was
love
like,
that.
What secret messages are out there?
That's some fantastic stuff. Well, Wyatt, always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
If people want to learn more about Coffeeville's Reawakening, how can they do that?
They can get a hold of us on Facebook, or they can reach out to Denise York, or I believe the website is ilovecoffeeville.com, and they can check out all the stuff from there. And then, of course, they can always get a hold of me. My number is 620-515-4346. I can guide you in any direction you need to go.
Okay. Well, Wyatt, I appreciate you coming on and looking
for
forward to
me.
Chatting and seeing around town soon.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. And hey, we have Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.